talking. We're going talking today where things are popping. The Marian way, we're going to drop in on discussions of the day on the Exchange Club. Exchange Club, we're going debating. We're going to debate very loud and we'll be laughing and floating high on a cloud. Phones are ringing from listeners all around on the Exchange Club. Exchange Club. And we'll guess and goof and talk on Exchange. Read, debate, and think it's Exchange.
Hey, Scott Spears
tune
back here.
WWGH
Radio 107.1 FM, the Bucyrus Broadwork Festival.
Club.
We've reached our last hour of the morning, now end afternoon, here on this Getaway Friday, August the 20th, 2021. But I do want to remind the listeners that we will be back here live tonight from 8 until 10 p.m., possible appearances by Mary Ellen Withrow and the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams, could be here tonight. It's going to be a big show from 8 to 10 tonight here at the Bucyrus Bratwurst Festival, and we're located right in front of the Bratwurst office. So don't miss that. Now, Glenn Coble has joined us. Angie Evers still here doing photography and video. But, Glenn, here you are at the Bratwurst Festival. When's the last time you were here?
This is the first time I've been here.
You too. Pastor Whitaker had never been here either.
Yeah, I told my wife this morning, I got to go if for no other reason than to figure out what's going on over there. This is great.
This
I love it.
Great. Now, this hour, I promised you Ken and Mary all morning. Ken and Mary are an institution here at the Bratwurst Festival. They will be performing today at 1 and also at 6. And they've just always been a cherished treat here and a cherished treat all over the world, really. But we have two other gentlemen here as well that we did not expect but are very happy to have here. They've all got the squeeze boxes, the accordions. We'll do a little interview, then we're going to get to some music here. Ken, how many years here at the Bratwurst Festival?
We lost track at 20 years. Years ago, I performed here in the 80s. And then they made some changes in the committee, and then they're back again at least 20, or Mary and I have been here at least 20 or more years.
Mary, what are your memories from the Bratwurst Festival?
Oh, my word. There are so many. The people have been wonderful here. They love to come up to us when we're strolling through the middle of the town, and it's very exciting. Just anything we've done, the stage performances, the strolling, it's all been great.
Now, Ken, when did you start playing the accordion here?
I have no idea.
No, been that long, huh? We go way back.
I've been in professional show business entertainment for more than 60 years.
Ooh.
And that Mary and I were talking about it the other day, and it's between 61 and 62 years, somewhere around there.
What is it about this instrument that is good for you?
Well, my background is German, and we like the German music, we like the Austrian music, but we also play some standard old jazz. And so it's a versatile instrument, as opposed to, I played tenor banjo for over 50 years, and you're kind of stuck into one venue, where the accordion, the styles are unlimited.
Mary, how did the accordion come to you?
Actually, I started when I was about 11, I believe. We had a neighbor across the alley from us who played the accordion, and my parents talked to him. He sold my parents an accordion, and then he taught me for a few years at least. So.
Now, opposed to, let's say, the trumpet or the drums or guitar, where do you put the accordion in difficulty level?
Well, I imagine everybody's instruments is going to be difficult. I couldn't sit down in front of a drum set and make it sound like anything professional. But likewise, a trumpet player or a drummer would find this instrument. This is a piano accordion. It has the piano keys. Sometimes people say, well, I played piano, so this side of my accordion would be pretty easy to learn. But you have a lot of things to put together on all of these instruments to make it work.
Well, the accordion, honestly, if I look at a trumpet or I look at a guitar or I look at a piano, it just looks more complicated. The squeezing nature of it, the keys on both sides, it just looks difficult.
It's there's multiple things going on. You're pushing a bellow because the accordion's not going to play unless you keep the bellows moving. Secondly, you, as opposed to a trumpet player, we call those single note players. Now, if you're going to be a professional musician and you want to work in the future, you need to play something that you don't depend on other people in order to work. So with an accordion, you can play multiple notes, multiple styles, and you don't need other musicians.
Now, we also have two other gentlemen who have joined us. Now, can you guys come here for a second just so we can get your names?
Yes, I'm Anthony Solkar.
And I'm Wayne Golub.
Now, how did the accordion come to you guys?
Well, I've been playing since I was 4 years old. I started learning. My father, who passed away a few years ago, he played accordion, and he had one in my hands. Never pushed me, though, into playing. I expressed interest in playing, and the rest is history.
You said you have a little bit of an accent there. Now, where are you from?
North Royalton, Ohio. I've been told that I talk like a European, but I'm not from Europe.
Sir, how did the accordion come to you?
Well, my dad was really into, he was Slovenian, I'm half Slovenian, and he was really into polka music, and he always encouraged me. He never played accordion, but he had buddies that played accordion, and he used to hang around with them. So I got interested in wanting to learn. And I started when I was 5 years old, which was way back in 1958.
Now, what is your association with the Bratwurst Festival? How long has that been going on?
Actually, this is day two.
Oh, really?
Yes. Thanks to Ken here, who has been working on getting us here at the festival for a number of years. We owe everything to him to get us the fact that we are here. And yes, take a bow, Ken. and so this is our second day. We're having a blast. Great people, great food, wonderful setting here. Very impressed with what you people do here in Bucyrus.
Now, what do you go up and down the Midway, or are there certain times that you perform if people want to come over and see you this weekend?
Yeah, we kind of just like Ken and also Mike and Larry do. We sort of stop and play a few tunes, and then we move along to another location and we play a few more tunes, and so we're not on one location, we're moving up and down the street.
Now, Ken, on the list here, when it says Ken and Mary, now are you guys just going up and down the street, or do you perform at a certain place at those times?
Yeah, we're multi-locations.
Multi-locations,
yeah.
So they can catch you
anywhere.
Follow the accordion music. That's absolutely
right.
And that today is right after this show goes off at 1 o'clock, and then at 6 p.m. tonight, and then tomorrow you guys will be performing at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, so that'll be great here at the Bucyrus Bratwurst Festival. Glenn, you got any questions?
I'd love to learn how to play accordion, but I don't think I have enough time.
not enough time? How long does it typically take to learn?
You're never done learning. It's a lifetime commitment. The minute you think you're finished, you're finished. You got to keep learning.
Well, I tell you what, we're going to come back and continue the interview. We got plenty of time here. It's only about 28 minutes past the hour, but I know everybody at home is saying, let's hear a song. So here we are on the streets of the Bratwurst Festival, WWGH Radio. Here we go. Four people who know these instruments a whole lot. Ken and Mary and two friends picked up. Here we go. All right. What a great, great song here on the streets of the Bratwurst Festival, Bucyrus, Ohio, WWGH Radio. What fun that was, Glenn.
Oh, that was great fun. And everybody, you can't not smile during that.
No, no, it's happy. Is there accordion music that is not happy, Ken?
Yes, there is.
Oh. Really?
There is some.
Most of what we're doing is like Big Joe Poker Show said, happy music for happy people.
Absolutely. Is there a most requested song?
Yes, it is. It's called one we never heard of till yesterday, the Beer Barrel Polka.
Oh, yes. Now, are there songs that you do that somebody would at home recognize, a popular song?
I don't think anybody ever asked me that.
You've done some Beatles
before. Yeah, we've done some Beatle things.
Oh, Beatles.
But for the most part, people request the Beer Barrel Polka, and they're happy.
That satisfies them.
In heaven there is no beer.
Yeah, that's another one.
Yeah. There we go. Well, I tell you, give us another tune. That was great. And we'll continue on here with the interview. Ken and Mary and friends here on the streets of Bucyrus, Ohio. Bratwurst Festival 2021. Glenn Coble and Angie Evers also along for the ride here. Here we go. Was that 32 minutes past the hour here, WWGH Radio. Glenn Coble, you're enjoying this.
Oh, I can't stop laughing and smiling.
Yeah, it's happy music. It gets in your bones and makes you happy.
It does indeed. Yeah, we ought to have a polka session every week.
We should have a polka session every week. Now, Ken, how many dates in Mary do you play a year?
On the average, except for the virus situation, we average about 200 events a year for a year.
Wow.
And that's all over the eastern half of the United States to include Nashville. We've had 17 contracts with Opryland. Miller Brewing Company in El Salvador, San Salvador. Yeah, 4 years in a row with them. We're going to be in Washington, D.C. in about 3 weeks, something like that. So a lot of university symposiums and Oktoberfests and German festivals and universities and a lot of private parties, anything. Call us. We'll do it.
Now you're based in Ohio.
Yes. Marysville.
Not too far up the road. What do you find audiences different around the country?
Yes, we like to go where people grew up with this kind of music. Actually, when we went to Tennessee the first time, they referred to us as playing Cordines.
Down there in Nashville, I can believe that. Yeah, a little different. Now, when you go down to a place like Nashville, where obviously country music, I think, would be the primary music, they are receptive, though.
They are. And we do mix a little bit of country, you know, modern country, old country, in with our performances. But they seem to be appreciative of everything that we play.
Now, what could you give us a little bit of something, a new country, old country, something that would be played in Nashville?
Here's old country. That's an old Hank Williams, "You're Cheating Heart." Yeah.
Very nice. Now, Mary, is there any song that cannot be learned on the accordion?
There's a lot of songs I don't know.
is there one somebody... Can any song be learned, I guess is what I was saying.
I would think so.
I'm going to say... In German, we say Yein. Yein means yes and no.
Yes and no. A little column A, little column B. Aside from accordion music, what's your favorite type of music?
I like Dixieland. Oh, okay. I like Dixieland. I like some big band. Of course, I like a lot of polka music.
What do you make of what the younger generation is listening to today?
I feel sorry for them. Because when you listen to the vocalists, they're using what's called a vocalizer. So most of those people, if you take them away from that stage and away from that microphone and away from that technology, they can't sing. So they're left with a drone, a monotone type drone, and they let the vocalizer do the rest of it. And that, you know.
Some screaming.
Yeah, they like to scream a lot, too.
Well, you know, Mary, when you were growing up, what kind of music did you listen to?
Actually, my grandmother lived with us for quite a while, and she had the, you know, the old 33 records, and she had all the oldie goldie songs, so I knew a lot of those. You know, "Let Me Call You Sweetheart," "You Are My Sunshine," things like that, I knew very early on.
Now, do those songs adapt well to the accordion, like "You Are My Sunshine"?
Oh, sure. And I forgot to mention that my mother had, she graduated from the Honolulu Music Conservatory, so she specialized in classical Hawaiian music, and that's what she wanted me to play. And I thought, that's when Elvis was making it big, and I said, I'm going to be Elvis. I can hang that other stuff up.
There you go. Classical Hawaiian music. That's very, very interesting. Now, because we are at the Bratwurst Festival, how do you like your bratwurst?
Oh, I like them well done with mustard and... yeah, pretty much mustard.
Mary?
I am the same way. Give me mustard, hold the sauerkraut. I like it just...
Guys?
Hold the sauerkraut for me because I like it, but it doesn't always like me. As long as I have spicy brown mustard on it and it's nice and brown, we're good.
I like it that way, but I like sauerkraut on it too.
Now, which part of Ohio were you from again? Because where do I pick up that accent?
The way I talk, I hang around a lot of European people.
Nice accent. I enjoy. Glenn, how do you like your bratwurst?
Well, I just had one across the street, and I had the dark mustard, and I had the sauerkraut, so I'm with these two guys.
Absolutely. So, Angie, no bratwurst yet, but working on it. Working on it. All right, let's hear another tune here on the program. Ken and Mary and their friends.
I'm going to go to the hospital.
Nice. Again, Scott Spears, Glenn Coble, and a great group down here in Bucyrus, Ohio. 2021 Bratwurst Festival. Ken, what was last year during the pandemic like as far as performing goes?
We went from about 200 events a year down to 50. So it was a slow year.
Difficult time. Is it good to get back out now and mingle and do the things you did before?
I certainly am happy that we're back working. And Mary and I, we've actually turned down a lot of people and a lot of offers because we can't be every place at once. So we're glad to be back working.
What's the best group to play for? Who are the best? When you see this group in the crowd, you know it's going to be a good night.
Most of the places are good crowds, really. The seniors are even better. So they appreciate, most of the time, what's weird is when we're playing at Nashville, you look out across the audience and the older people are paying attention. The young ones are working on their phone while you're performing, you know, and I think it's rude of them when somebody's performing for them and they're playing on the phone.
Yeah. So. Mary, what have you made of the different generations?
Ken has kind of touched on it. You know, we do tend to connect with the older generation more. Young people will recognize the Be a Bear Polka, maybe Happy Wonder, and Heaven Wears No Beer. If you can play those or the Chicken Dance, you've got their attention.
Yeah.
The young ones. But I guess that's best way I can describe.
So 45 years ago, we played every week for this company that's right across the street from us in down German Village in Columbus. Back at that time, half of my performance was in German and English, and a lot of Germans in there requested the old songs. Now, if you play the Beer Barrel Polka, that's it. They're happy with it.
Don't have to. Now, there is, we've talked about it on the station, the Too Fat Polka. That what is the feeling as you go around the country with that song?
The older people love it. The younger ones that are working on the phone don't hear it. But if they do, some of them do, they're offended by the word. And everybody's offended by everything now. And that's where that song falls. They're offended by the words, the lyrics.
Now, at the Bratwurst Festival, is that a song you play here?
We've got a lot of requests for it yesterday. And I'm sure we will today.
Can we hear it now? Let's do it for the audience.
Yeah. Oh, go ahead. We were playing in the park in Fremont, Ohio, Burchard Park one time. And right in front of the stage was four ladies sitting there, rather larger ladies. And someone requested the Too Fat Polka. We started playing it, and they got up and walked out.
Oh.
So now whenever somebody requests it, I say, that fellow over there requested this song. Blame him, not me.
There we go.
Absolutely.
And here it is on WWGH Radio, the Too Fat Polka. I'm Fat Polka here on WWGH Radio. Now, Glenn, do you find it interesting that people do get offended by that song?
Well, you know, being a too fat person, it doesn't offend me at all. But I'll tell you what, these guys must love playing in Milwaukee. That's got to be.
I've never been there.
Oh my goodness, that's got to be heaven for this.
We've never been there.
I've been there once.
One?
I was through there on a freeway once.
Well, okay, that counts. Nashville, not
Milwaukee. Okay, well, I guess I would assume that if they went to Milwaukee, they'd have 100,000 people watching them.
You know, just watching everybody play, it is fascinating to watch how the fingers move and everything goes up and down. And how long did it take you to learn this?
Oh, like I said, I've been doing it for years and years and years. And if we're not working somewhere, I have a little studio behind my house, and I work every day on it. I won't mention that the four of us have never worked together before.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Really? This is the first for us.
Now, how does that happen? How do you get together so good?
Mary and I, with my full band, played for the Oktoberfest in Sandusky. And I met Wayne, and we've been friends ever since. And I've gone to see him play, he's come to see us play, but as far as us sitting down and working together, the four of us, this is the first.
This could be a whole new thing.
Oh, I couldn't be happy with these guys.
Yeah, it's a great, great performance here. And again, Ken and Mary and Wayne and, yes, we'll be right here on the Bratwurst Festival Midway. Come out, see these guys. It is very, very important to catch stuff like this. Is it a dying thing to the degree? Are young kids picking up the accordion?
It depends on where you go. Most people think that guitars are the number one sales in the world, and it's not. China outsold accordions, outsold them to the guitars. The people that build them, there's a waiting list. If you're going to order one of these, it's a minimum of a year.
Mm.
So there's, you know, this is like owning a combine. There's a lot of moving parts in there, and they're very delicate. They're delicate towards moisture, and but there are kids starting. They think it's something new. They don't think we know anything about it. It's a brand new.
What would a starting accordion for a kid, you know, a 5-year-old or something? What would a starting accordion cost?
A piano accordion, you know, you can find a beginner for anywhere from $50 to $100 and up.
Oh, my. That's a good price.
So, I mean, it's cheap enough. They're not going to lose anything if they quit. But if you go to, now my main accordion has 5 rows of buttons on it. And I have a computer built inside of it. They cost more than our van.
Now, the outfits that you guys wear, how did that all develop?
Well, like I said, my background is German. That was my first language. But this is a traditional work uniform. Now, with the fancy lettering and the embroidery, those are for more like festivals. But if you go to southern Germany or Austria, I have family in central Germany that they're farmers, and they wear these. You can't wash them. So here's the bad thing is that when you drive down the country and you see a pair of these hanging on a fence outside, it's because they're not allowed inside.
Oh, I
they're
understand.
Dairy farmers, and they stay outside.
They
are very expensive.
Now, Mary, is this close to a dirndl, what you're wearing?
This is a dirndl.
A full dirndl.
Yes, it is.
Now, tell people what's special about the dirndl if they've never heard about that.
Like Ken was describing how the lederhosen is traditional German attire for men, the dirndl is traditional attire for women. A lot of women will wear this kind of dress to work in, but it just won't have the fancy, colorful embroidery work. So, but this is very traditional, and everybody likes to have the colorful, authentic looking costuming when we come to the festivals.
Absolutely.
Now, gentlemen, you guys have what would you call the outfits that you guys have on?
Similar to Ken, they're lederhosen, and we have the traditional checkered shirts to go with them. But similar, just like what Ken's wearing.
What about the hat?
Ken's wearing a hat similar to mine too. This is a traditional German hat.
German hat, actually called a Wanderhut, a wandering hat. But if you're, like, we get asked all the time, where can I find hats or lederhosen like that? And if you want to go online, you can look at Ernst Licht. He's in Pennsylvania. You can order any of these outfits, costuming, shoes, socks, all of that stuff. And it's in metric, but he will work with you to make the right American size.
Now, I'm going to ask each of you this. What's the best part of performing the accordion?
I think it's the audience response.
I agree. When we have a good audience that's, you know, paying attention and getting into it and singing, I feel like my playing goes up multiple levels in those cases.
And I would not only second but third that. And that's true with any musician, I think, or performer. The appreciation of your audience, you see them smiling and clapping, you know, enjoying what you're doing, that makes it for you.
I would say the same thing. We all agree, when the audience responds, we play better, but also we have to feel it too, because if we feel what we're playing and play from the heart, the audience does respond. Even if they're not so much familiar with our tunes, they know that we're enjoying it and it makes them enjoy it too. So we can't just work off the audience. It's got to go both ways.
Absolutely. Well, we've got about 7 minutes left in our broadcast day, and let's entertain the audience with maybe a couple more tunes here to round out our broadcast day. Got some time left here in the broadcast today. What have you made of the Bratwurst Festival, first-time visitor here?
Well, I loved what these gentlemen and ladies said about enjoying the crowd. As you know, I was a musician for 18, 20 years, and it's absolutely imperative that the crowd enjoy you and you enjoy the crowd. And I love it. And I'm not a big accordion fan, never have been. It was not cool when I was a kid. But you have converted me now.
You're a convert, Glenn. Now, the Bratwurst Festival in general, what a great, great thing for our radio audience who can't see where we're seated right now. Tell them what you see.
Well, since we broadcast out of Marion, Ohio, it's a lot like the Popcorn Festival. Maybe a little smaller, but the street is lined with very bad food. I mean, it's bad for you, but it's delicious. And there are people with smiles on their face walking up and down. And, you know, it's kind of fun to get out of the COVID funk and come out and smile at people.
Now, Ken, when you look back at your career, has there been a highlight for you, a moment that always sticks in your brain?
There's been so many great opportunities. I've had a lot of I had a jazz band for over 30 years. My mother and I was backup band music for WBNS 10 TV in Columbus, Ohio for a TV show. My best days have been with Mary. We put this together more than 20 years ago. And because the number one instrumentation in Germany, Austria, and Italy is one of these and one of those. So I thought, well, why don't we try it here? And it has been a huge success. But the other part, of, and exactly what he was saying, you got to love your audience. You got to love your audience, and you got to love what you do, because we're sure not getting rich.
What would you give anybody who's a performer who gets up in front of the group? What's the best bit of advice you can give them?
My advice is to take a nerve pill, look 2 inches above. And I found this out from Charlie Pride when I was 15 years old. Before he made it big, he pushed me out on stage, and he said, look 2 inches above the audience's head. They think you're looking right at them. You don't see a one, and you do your thing.
Yeah. And it works out that way. Yeah. How did you and Mary get together?
At a festival in Indiana, and there was multiple entertainment going on, and I was looking for somebody to play piano accordion. And she was playing in another area, and so when I took a break, I went over and listened to her, and I said, we started talking, and I said, you want to put this together? And she said, yes. So the rest is history.
Why does it work?
I think because when you take two accordions together and play, I think the four of us right here sounded like an eight-piece band. So we can offer the audience, we can offer the buyer a lot more sound with these accordions than we can with a single note instrument.
For somebody who might be on the fence right now about bringing in a group of accordion players, what would you say to them?
If you've got the right location and you got the right clientele, do it.
Are you surprised at the popularity of Oktoberfest? They seem to be getting more and more popular.
We've turned down so many Oktoberfests because they start calling us in January and February. So the ones that start calling us in late August and September, they're out of luck.
Do want to let everybody know that we will be back on the air tonight from 8 to 10, possibly Mary Ellen Withrow and the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams, but definitely Angie and I will be here. Should be right after the parade tonight. We'll be right back down here on the Midway in front of the Bucyrus Bratwurst Festival office. And as we go out here, we've got about 90 seconds. We certainly thank Ken and Mary and the two gentlemen who have joined them, their pals. So with about 90 seconds, guys, play us out for this today. You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 LP, Marion, Ohio, the place to talk. From legendary comedian Kay Ballard performing the fast food song.
Oh, there's one song that you like. I feel like, fast food has ruined the world. Oh, I'm the Champs-Élysées, I'm the Abbey of Mary Bell's McDonald's. By the Tulipin, Cutler's, the Shuffle, and us, and McDonald's.
For Glenn Global, Angie Evers, and the group here, what a group they are. Ken and Mary and their pal. Scott Spears heading for the dugout. Talk to you tonight.
You like to go on and on and on, but that's it. I love things that are topical and that are kind of true.
To legendary actress and the voice of Ursula from The Little Mermaid, Pat Carroll.
Well, we